It's your favorite girl, your radio girl, your podcast girl, your Ibadan girl, and your baker girl. Welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. It's been a week already, and I need to say that I miss you guys so much, and I officially welcome you to another episode. This is the second episode that is coming out this year, 2020. Shout out to all those who sent in their feedbacks from the last episode. Shout out to all of you that listened to it. Shout out to those who also sent corrections. Trust me, guys, it means so much to me, and the fact that you always want to make sure I do better is what keeps me moving. Thank you guys, and I love you guys so much. So welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. You guys know I'm always excited to be on the show, and trust me, today my vibe is like 100%. Why? Because it's my birthday week. Ooh, drum rolls, blah, 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 blah. So I'm sure some people are like, your birthday passed already, but then, so you guys will wait, or just even wait. Have you not considered that we need to like make this birthday thing 2 days, 3 days kind of thing? Because my birthday just left, like when it was around like past 12, the next day, the 15th of January, my birthday was on the 14th. I was still awake, and I was there, like I was so close to tears. Like, so the birthday I finished like that. Like, why are you finished? 24 hours is not enough, guys. Let's be very honest. Like, I actually wanted more. The love was so amazing. My pictures were everywhere. Like, you guys saw my photo shoot now. The pictures were very colorful. I had to take screenshots of, you know, when one person posts, another person posts, another person posts, and it's like following themselves on that lane, like that lane. I had to take screenshots of it because I'm like, when else will I see this one? See, another 365 days with that, hundreds of people like would wish me happy birthday. The calls, the gifts, the messages, I appreciate everything. And trust me, guys, all of this would not have happened without you guys. And I can truly say that in your last show, the way your rap people would say it, in your last show, you guys have proved that to me, and I appreciate it, and I love you guys so much. Thank you very much, and I pray that God grants us the grace to all be alive to celebrate ourselves on the days of our joys. Oh, what did I just say? On the day of our joy. Have you on the day? You guys, this English thing is out there. Like, it could be your birthday, it could be your wedding, it could be your convocation, any day of celebration. Even most importantly, every day we could always celebrate ourselves. So welcome to today's episode, guys. I'm still excited because it's still my birthday week. Yes, it's Friday. Like, my birthday was on Tuesday. But I'm still excited. Thank God we have pictures to like remind us that we actually did by day. And you guys know that I clocked 23 on the 14th of January this week. And I'm sure some people had mixed feelings. Some people were like, 23, what? She is small. And some people were like, 23, wow. A lot of things came with it, actually. I was even torn between, oh, should I make it known that, okay, I'm clocking 23, or I should just happy birthday to me. Then some people would ask, how old are you? And I'm like, let me use the word, the F word right now. But I'm like, just forget it and just upload it. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. So today's topic on the podcast is 23. Yes. 23. Like I said, on my birthday, I did not post any epistle of, oh, we've come this far, not to give up, we've come this goal, you're a go-getter, you keep going, thank you God, let's move forward, you have to do better. Yeah. you guys get what I'm saying, right? Like I said, I was going to do it on the podcast. I was going to talk about the whole 23 thing on the podcast. So welcome to Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl again. On the 13th of January, about 11:45, I was still awake because I wanted to enter my birthday fully, like, being awake. I got to think, and my whole life flashed before me. I had to think about, okay, it's almost your 23rd birthday. Have you been able to achieve certain things that you've always wanted to achieve? And have you been able to overcome some problems that you always wanted to overcome? Are you in state of confusion? Are you just there? And are you still doing God when? Most of the people on my WhatsApp know that I am a God when person. God, I see what you are doing for others. God when. When I mean God when, most times I do my God when it comes to relationship issues. I always go, God when now, God. You know that your favorite girl is single and I have to just God when it still, when it's going to happen. The moment it happens, my brethren, you people will not rest. Because God when we change to God, thank you. Or we give glory to God. It's just going to change to something, basically. So I'm going to be sharing a few things that I've had to experience, and I would also share how I was able to come over them. Some of them are things I must have probably said on the podcast before, but I'll just go through it within the next few minutes. One of the things I had to think about was my business. I started my business while I was in school at I was in 300 level, and I'm currently, I can say I've worked for over 5 years. As your business moved forward, your career, have you been able to go further? I had to think about it. While in school, I studied history and international studies. I won't say I didn't like it, or I won't say I liked it, but it was just there, you know. Now, like, so leaving school, I started considering, oh, are you sure you really want to do this? Are you sure? A lot of thoughts crossed my mind. I'm like, oh, I hope you didn't just waste 4 years of your life in school doing that course. Even to now, I've not figured out if I have an answer to that question yet. But then the major thing is we keep moving. The other issue I had to think about was body shaming. I used to be, or will I say I am still, a victim of body shaming. But trust me, I've been able to overcome it to about maybe say 95%. Actually, that's like a pass mark, because it was not very easy to get to this point. I had situations whereby, see guys, I've had a lot of experience when it comes to body shaming. I've had situations whereby on the road, people get to mock you, people get to look at that girl, she's too big, she's this, she's that. But then I just want to really thank God that we don't look like what we've gone through, honestly, because I've had most of all those situations. I won't say they didn't help to build me, but at the point they actually helped to break me down. Most days you get back, you cry your eyes out, and at the end of the day you probably get comfort in food. And you go back and go and eat. Like, you can't eat good food. Like, after you cry, you say, it's fat and fat, I don't kill anybody, yo. Just can't shop the food like that. But then it was not really an easy process. Trust me, I'm laughing about it right now because I've grown past that stage. But honestly speaking, it wasn't easy. So I'm saying to anybody out there right now that is going through a phase of body shaming, trust me, you can pull through this and you can come out successfully, just like I did, or just like I am still doing. If you follow me well on WhatsApp, you know that I'm trying to lose weight. Not for anybody, but for myself, because I realized that in past times when I tried to lose weight because people were body shaming me, it didn't work. I was honestly deceiving myself, and the changes were not obvious, so you get. But now that I'm doing it for myself, I enjoy doing it. I know when, oh, Damola, you're already cheating. I know how to fix my dots. And most people are like, go to a gym, be accountable. Sometimes I want to go to a gym, but sometimes I'm just here. I just prefer to do it at my comfort zone inside my room. I recently got an aerobic mat, like a yoga mat for my workout. I got it because I wanted to encourage myself. So that was my birthday gift to myself. I was happy to get it. I put it on my WhatsApp. Trust me, a lot of things happen on my WhatsApp status. That's why I always make reference to it, like almost all the time. Then another thing is that body shaming led me to not have self-love. The body shaming people did around me didn't make me love myself. I started finding faults in myself. Oh, I'm not perfect enough. Something is wrong with me. Oh, what's this? What's this? What's that? Like, I had too many issues. I didn't love myself. I knew, like, nobody had to tell me that I didn't love myself. I was just living each day just like I wanted to live it. But now, hey, I'm my biggest hype man, guys. As in, I can hype myself fire. I hype myself, even myself, I'm gonna sit down and think that, Damola, why did you hype yourself this much? But then, I had to come out of the fact that I had to understand that, babe, you are beautifully and wonderfully made, to the essence that I would even go to the mall with friends and people just pass around me, and I'll tell my friend, those people are mocking me, something's wrong with me, my clothes torn, is my, like, I was just too conscious of myself because I felt, oh, everybody hated me, I hated myself. It's really a phase that happened for a while. Then it also led to relationship issues. Like I said, I started feeling I wasn't perfect enough. So I felt I wasn't even perfect to be in a relationship. I felt that, basically, guys, I'm trying not to bring up so many memories so that I don't end up crying on this podcast right now. So another thing is that, so I just felt not perfect, and I was always trying to find love in things that were not worth it, like things that could not give me love. But because I was trying to find love instead of finding love in myself and knowing that God loves me. Okay. okay, guys, let's just wrap that up. So I'm going to be saying that I was quite a jovial person, so people around me did not notice that, this guy is going through a lot of things, just few people and the few people I spoke with. So I'm going to be saying that the first thing that actually helped me to grow to this point is that I started talking to people. Yes, I noticed that it is when you do not tell people things that these things have something against you, these things control you and make you feel like a terrible person. I started talking to my family, I started talking to my friends. You are really an amazing person because of the things those people told me, advices, and I'm thankful for all of that. And I love you guys so much. I'm thankful for the growth that has occurred up to this point, chapter 23, and I'm thankful for how far I have come up to this moment. Then also another thing I learned is that I learned to control my emotions and I learned to direct it to the right path. I didn't just direct it into negative vibes, but I directed it into positive vibes. I tried to make sure that I was always positive about the things I say, about the things I do. If you come to my room, you see that I have like a cardboard or a paper where I have sticky notes there about positive affirmations about my life, because I realized that positive words actually help you to come out of a very terrible stage. Then also I learned to move on. I learned to stop checking my back. Say anything about me, I would not check my back. I learned to just go, babe, just keep going. Whatever they say is their business. That's why they're at your back. You know those kind of things. Now I learned to give myself that vibe. I learned to ignore negative people around me. Then I also learned to see the beautiful things instead of the ugly things. Oh, Damola, you are big, you are this, but do you know you have a very fine pink lips? Oh, Damola, you are this, you are that, but you shall have bum bum. Damola, you are this, you are that, but you know that this black. Like, I just learned to see the beautiful things, and the beautiful things made me realize that even the things that I think are ugly are actually very fine. That was basically how I came out of my shell, and I'm standing this moment at age 23, and I'm actually grateful to God that, like I said earlier, we do not look like what we have gone through. And I just want to thank God for how far he has brought me. Like, I thank God for the podcast. I started the podcast. He made me express myself better to people. He made people understand me better. Even if I don't share it often, I need you guys to know that you're like a major part of my life. Because with you guys and the comments that come back and the encouragements, the corrections, everything, it really makes me a better person. And the fact that you people get to know me more through my podcast is really, really amazing. And I am grateful for every one of you that is listening to me, wherever you are. I can't see you right now. You can't see me right now. But then I am grateful for you. And I love you guys so, 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 so much. The thing is that I am 23 already. I'm like 23.123. Yeah, I like 23.123, and it's not like I have everything in my life figured out right now, but then a step at a time, and I am good to go. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. See you guys next week. God bless you. And do not forget to follow me on my Instagram page. Send me your comments, send me your feedback on my Instagram page @damolaolangwade. God bless you all.